Let's talk about the political candidate who is supporting, I guess, sex workers. Mike Itkiss, who I couldn't quite figure out who he looked like when I saw him at first, but I think I've got this figured out. Wasn't there a character in some animated film that this guy looks like? Who is the bad guy in Despicable Me? Wasn't there a bad guy in Despicable Me? What the fuck? I never saw that film, but that's who this guy reminds me of. Bad guy in Despicable Me. No, I don't know. Yes! Gru. He looks like fucking Gru. I need to do a separated at birth here. Gru, Despicable Me. I guess if you get him in the right shot, Mike Itkiss looks like fucking Gru. Come on. I can't be the only one who thinks that. Well, anyway, this fucking weirdo. Let's see. He wants to legalize sex work. Now, I guess if you want to do the old, we should be allowed to do what we want. It's not so much about the people who would patronize sex workers. It's just sex work, you know, there's such a seedy, horrible underside to it with human trafficking that, who the fuck wants to, of all the problems that we have that would need governing, and in this case, the District of Manhattan, I think this guy wants to be a member of Congress, the United States Congress. In fact, the incumbent is a guy by the name of Jerry Nadler, who's been around forever. Itkiss wants to take Nadler's job in the upcoming election. And so Itkiss has been like, I'm running on the platform to legalize sex work. That's his big thing. He's running as a third-party independent. And he decided to, in order to get his name out there, because if you're an independent, this is what you got. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody gives a shit. If you're not a Democrat or a Republican, nobody's going to vote for you. I know a lot of people say, that's terrible. It shouldn't be that way. It's like, well, tough shit. That's the way it is, man. Sorry. But this guy, I give him credit for attempting this to get his name out there. He made a porno. Like, he hired a team of videographers and this porn star. Nicole Sage is her name. And here she is. And it goes down where he takes off all his clothes. And you see his ding-dong and all that. And, like you would in any porno. He made an actual legit porno where, fluid's shooting out of his ding-dong right on her face. Oh, my God. He's running on a sex-positive platform. He's basing all this on... That's his key to winning is about sex. So to prove he's not all talk, he posted a 13-minute video of him having sex with Nicole Sage. He posted the video titled Bucket List Bonanza on a popular porn site. That's it. He says, if I were just talking about this, it wouldn't demonstrate my commitment to this issue. Is this really an issue? Or did you just want to have sex with some chick? And the fact I actually did it was a huge learning experience. And it actually influenced items on my platform. What are you, adding the jizz platform? Did you really just say that? Having sex with a porn star for 13 minutes and showing the world, even though you look like Gru, changed things on your platform? What? He says it's the first time he's ever had sex on camera. He says, I'm kind of a nerd who doesn't like to be the center of attention. I disagree with that, if I can avoid it. But I thought the issues I'm trying to address are so important, I wanted to have my issues talked about in some way. Politics, it's a hard business, they write. That's great. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a little rough. I think he just wanted to have sex with a porn star is what you're basically looking at there. All right. Kenny says, did he pay her? That's prostitution right there. No, it's not, Kenny. There's loopholes, Rob says. Rob knows these things. Well, I think they made a porno and she was paid for making a porno. She was a paid actor. Rob says, let's watch it. No, no, I don't think I want to do that. Rob says, problem is he's not a politician. That whole thing is stupid. All of that is dumb, and that guy's ugly. The nose on that guy, he makes mine look small. I mean, that's a ridiculous nose. I hope to God mine doesn't look that big. Jesus. And then she's probably what? She's very young. She has to be, right? I mean, that in itself is, you know how I feel about that. I need to get her age. Nicole Sage, age. I'm going to say 25, right? She's 28. Yeah. If I was in his shoes, I would have shot a porno, not with a 28-year-old. 52-year-old guy should not be shooting, 53-year-old guy should not be shooting pornos with 28-year-old chicks. She should have been old, 60 plus, with hammer toes and dirty feet. That's what should have happened. Okay? We all know that. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
All right. So if you want to get the word out that you're not happy with the environment, I guess all you got to do is attempt to destroy a priceless work of art. That's what these two environmentalists did. It is, I forget where, I think it's where this is, maybe England, UK, somewhere. These two fucking idiots come walking up to the painting and they're going to throw cans of tomato soup on it in order to make their point that we need to take care of our planet. Audio check, video check. Here we go. Oh.
Security?
Security? Someone yells security? It's like a scene in Harry Potter. I can't take it. It's, as soon as I hear the accents, I think it actually happened at Hogwarts. Then they're going to get out the super glue. Put it all over their hands. Someone's shooting the video. And then put their hands on the wall. Now, if I did this, I would not actually put the super glue on there because that would hurt when they're going to rip it off. And first of all, too often, you know, the way they handle these goddamn terrorists is, they should actually just rip the hand off so that her palm print, her actual skin stays on there. We don't see that. Hopefully that actually did happen. But if I'm them, I don't actually put it on there and just put it on and then act like it hurts. Because, I mean, why fucking do that?
What is worth more, art or life?
Art.
Is it worth more than food?
Yes.
Worth more than justice?
Absolutely.
Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people?
The painting.
The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis.
Fuck off. How come this asshole's not saying shit?
Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families.
Okay, so what the fuck does this do?
They can't even afford to heat a tin of soup.
They probably can't even afford a tin of soup. And you just threw it at the goddamn painting. Two cans. I hope they beat the shit out of both of those two. It's fucking ridiculous. As a priceless painting, that thing. A lot of people were like, no. This was a good thing they did because they got the attention that they wanted to tell their tale, I guess. Make this point that they're trying to make. And the painting was not even harmed. That's what people are saying. Now, I don't know that. I have no idea if the painting wasn't harmed. Everybody who's commenting on it seems to who side with these two fucking terrorists. Said the painting wasn't harmed. There's no way you could harm that painting by just, you know. I said, well, I don't know. I mean, they're like, oh, yeah, it's got a protective covering over it. And that's probably true, but I don't know that, nor does anybody else. I don't know if that's the way to do get your point across. You know? I mean, things are tough everywhere. Nothing new has happened. Nothing old has happened. This is the way it's been forever. There's always been ups and downs and highs and lows. But I'll tell you this right now. If I can't afford heat, I'll figure it out on my own. I'm not going to go up to the nearest art museum, jizz in my hand, and throw it at the painting and say, you got to change the way you do it. I'll do it on my own. It's easy. It's much easier for me to figure this out some way, shape, or form than it would be for me to go to the art museum, shit in my hand, and throw it at a priceless work of art. That, to me, is more trouble than what these, than actually going out and figuring out another plan to pay for my heating costs so that I can heat up my tin of soup. Jesus. A bunch of idiots.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.